Hey, welcome back to Make It Happen Monday, where every Monday I'm going to bring you a quick tip to get you moving and make it happen this week. Today I'm talking about how to go from the learning stage to actually taking action and doing something with it. I'm sharing my philosophy on how to make things happen quickly, and I even share a story of how I recently did just this myself. Enjoy. So first we're learning, we're figuring out, we're assessing. And then we start to do, and this is where it gets really, really messy, okay? And this is where failure starts to become your, like, it pushes us down. It's like, oh, shoot, I'm not good at this. I don't deserve to make money. I'm not worthy of it. It's not going to happen for me. When really, you guys, what I want you to hear me say is the doing is messy. It's filled with lots of failures, and your job is to keep failing until you hit success, okay? Now, what I need you to also understand that when you hit success, there is another stage that comes after that, okay? So in this doing stage, first of all, it's failure is what is going to derail you, right? Failure is what's going to start to say, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have done this. I thought I learned and wanted these things. I thought I assessed and thought this was going to make sense, but maybe it's not really what I should be doing, right? You start to ask, like, did I even learn enough? And then you start pulling yourself back in the learning stage again because you're like, I'm not ready, okay? You start to say things like, I should be getting results. I should know better. I should be able to do this, all right? So what I need you to realize is, while you're starting to do, you're going to simultaneously continue to learn. So in the beginning, you can learn 100% of the time, okay? But when you've picked up enough skills of whatever it is you're trying to do, it's time to now start to do 80% of the time and learn 20% of the time, okay? So let's just like go back here for a second, all right? So when you're first assessing, if I'm assessing, do I want to build sales funnel? Do I want to build an online business? Do I want to write a book? Do I want to, some people say, oh, it's the 80-20 rule. You should be doing 80% learning and 20% doing. Well, if I'm still deciding if I want to do it, no, I shouldn't be doing anything quite yet. But my point is I go all in 100% on like learning everything I can in a short period of time to make the decision, do I want to do this, right? So last week, was it last week or the week before? I'm like, all right, Clubhouse, I keep hearing about it. Like, let me go all in. Let me learn everything I need to learn. Like my social media manager, Brianna, I'm like, fill me in, give me all the stuff, right? So she sends all the stuff my way. I'm looking at it and now I'm like, I'm all in, right? I learned about it. I was looking at it. I was on Clubhouse listening to other people. I'm testing it out. I'm like, okay, what are they doing here? How are they doing this? Okay, got it. What are the strategies behind it? Okay, now I've learned about it. I'm already in doing, but I'm not done learning, okay? I'm doing Clubhouse. I did one last week. I'm doing one on Friday. I'm already scheduling my next one, right? But I still have no idea what I'm doing. But part of the learning process will happen while I'm doing. So I thought I learned everything I needed to learn on Clubhouse for last week, Friday. I go live on Clubhouse with some friends and I learned so much. My friend on there says, Cece, could you reset? Why don't you reset the Clubhouse? And I'm like, reset the, so we're on camera. We can see each other, but nobody else can. And I'm literally looking at her like, is this a button? Like, do I push something? Do I say, what is happening here? Okay. Resetting basically means like people are jumping on. They have no idea what's happening in this room. Re-explain what is going on, right? I didn't know that, but now I know it and I will never forget it, right? And then this week, Friday, when I go live, something else will happen and I'll learn from that experience, right? So now I'm in the 80% of doing, and I'm still in the 20% of learning. I still need to know what's happening, okay? I hope you enjoyed today's Make It Happen Monday. Make sure to tune into our weekly episode that drops every single Wednesday. See you there.